Here at Tell Me More, of course, we think it's our job to stay on top of the news of how countries and people are changing around the world. But we also think that sometimes fiction writers can tell those stories, dare we say it, even better than journalists can. So this summer, we decided to check out literature from countries that are rising on the global stage, the so-called BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. We want to start our BRICSian series with Brazil. That Latin American country is now the eighth largest economy in the world. And if for some reason Brazil hasn't been on your mind lately, it soon will be, especially if you're a sports fan. Brazil is scheduled to host the World Cup in 2014 and the Summer Olympics in 2016. So this seemed a good time to check in with Clara Averbuch. She is a Brazilian writer and author. Her latest work is Cat Life. She grew up in the south of the country and now lives in Sao Paulo. She's also a musician and was a member of the band The One-Eyed Cats. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You obviously have a lot of interests and a lot of talents. What drew you to writing fiction?
Well, I started to write when I was a kid, when I was really young. I think my parents already told me I started to write before I even knew how to write, because I used to tell stories. So my father is a musician, my mother is a photographer. I've been in this artistic environment. Does it make sense in English?
Sure, it absolutely makes sense in
yeah,
English.
Yeah, so well. And then I published my first story when I was 17. I kind of always wrote fiction.
You kind of are seen in a way as the voice of young Brazil, if I can put it that way. You kind
yeah, I guess.
Give voice to, you know, a lot of the ideas of kind of the young generation, if you don't mind my saying it. Tell me, how did you get the idea for Cat Life?
I don't know how my ideas really come to me. It's they come. They're floating in the air, and I just kept them. You know, it's not a story that happened to me. It's a little something that happened to me. I think it was the first time I fell in love, and I was young. I was 21, and you know, with the first time you realize stuff are not going to work the way you think they're going to work, so you get all crushed and not depressed but sad. But at the same time, I wanted to tell the story of a young artist in Brazil. And most young artists, almost all artists in Brazil, they can't live off their art, their work. We don't really make enough money to make a living here. That's the story Camila is telling, that she doesn't have money to live out of her writing. And she's even evicted of the place she lives. And then she's trying to figure out how she's going to live out of her writing.
Well, yeah, talking a little bit about Camila, I mean, she's, on the one hand, as you see, first of all, the book is very funny, in my opinion. I mean, it's funny, it's sad,
you, yes.
It's very vivid. You know, she's very passionate, she's very alive. On the one hand, she does have a lot going for herself. She is a writer. She's living on her own. She's about to publish a book, so she's no slacker. On the other hand, she's obsessed with this guy named Antonio. I mean, he sounds pretty hot,
yes.
I will say, just from the book describes him. So you can kind of understand it. But it's a little conflicting in my view. If you don't mind, I just want to read a short section from the English language translation of the book so listeners can get a
sure.
sense of it. 2 months without Antonio. My life is dry. I'm alone in this dirty city. The plastic heavens cover my sad and meaningless days. I'm without him, without my cats, without anyone. My first book is ready, my dear book. My baby is coming ready and perfumed out of the printers, a lifeless piece of paper if he wasn't around. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. On the one hand, she's got her own stuff going on. On the other hand, she's this lovesick puppy.
Yes, I think it's she is very dramatic, and she likes being dramatic, and I think there is something that annoys me a lot in the female characters mm-hmm. in fiction. It's mostly the good girls and the bad girls. The female characters, they don't have a lot of flaws. Even when they have flaws, they have no contradictions. And contradictions are human. We have lots of anti-heroes, but we don't have many anti-heroines. So if Camila is a strong woman and she's struggling to make a living out of her writing, and she's fragile on her heart, It's not that she's weak, but she's fragile.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're kicking off our summer fiction series focusing on the so-called BRICS nations. Today, we're talking about Brazil with writer Clara Averbuch. Her latest book is called Cat Life. The other thing that was interesting about your book is that Brazil often is cited as one of the countries where the economy is really moving. And we hear, in fact, anecdotally, of people who are of reverse migration, you know, people who went to the United States to try to earn a living and then feel that things are better in Brazil and are going back. But your character and a lot of her friends in the book are struggling. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Is it because they're artists, or is it just that what we're seeing in terms of like the business press and kind of the go-go superheated economy isn't necessarily trickling down yet?
Well, it's because mostly they're artists, and unfortunately things haven't changed for us here yet. But Brazil is changing, is getting better, it is really getting better, especially for very, very poor people. 20 years ago they would starve to death, and now they have the support from the government. So things are getting better for people, very, very poor people.
I was curious about what you hoped to communicate in part about the way women are living in Brazil right now, because, you know, your country has a female president, which is something that has not been achieved in the United States, for example. And yet Dilma Rousseff, of course, is the first woman president of Brazil. You also, not just in this work, but in one of your previous works, you talk about like women who seem completely obsessed with boys or with men and how men think of them. And I wonder what you're trying to say about that.
Well, in Brazil, it's a contradiction because we have a female president, and that's awesome. That's amazing. And I cried a lot. I was very surprised that she won the elections. And unfortunately, Brazil is still a very sexist country. Girls are still seen like objects. You know, in a science conference, they want a muse. In the Olympics, they want to muse. The most important thing a woman can do is being pretty. And that is just, it's a shame, actually. I know it doesn't happen only here, but that is something that I can see that it happens all the time.
Before we let you go, I was interested in how you would want people in Brazil to receive your writing or to get from it. And what would you hope people outside of Brazil would get from it?
I want people to get from my characters that they can be themselves. I guess that's it. That people can be themselves.
Well, that's good enough.
Clara, that's good enough, I guess.
Yeah, that's good enough. Clara Averbuch is a writer, most recently of the book Cat Life, which is available in English. And she was kind enough to join us from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Clara, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.